dark wizard in the flesh will now reveal I am in step negative 3. From the viewpoint of the dark side, in terms only the dark side can understand. Most of you do not fully understand the words you use, so you wonder why I do not care what you believe. Not seeing the truth in the word, be lie. The dark wizard does not lie, so I do not care about lies. It's only what you know, but most of what you know is lies. So truth is in how words are defined. And if you look harder at the word believe, you can use the code to remove the letter E in lie. Since that letter is defined as excitement and is an emotion. So now we have be, live, and now you attach meaning to it, thinking the things you believe are the things that will keep you alive, because you forgot about the excitement. So know it not. Every letter in a word has meaning, so to get the meaning out of every word, you must understand the wizard's code. The word Jesus has many meanings to many people. You see him as either a messenger or a messiah. But the third letter in that word is the letter S, so it's in harmony. And that letter is defined as solution. And it means to solve a problem, or the solution to a problem. And what needs a solution in this world today? Us. Now is that U.S., like in the United States, or us, as in you and me? The wizards use codes to encode meaning into words, so the meaning never gets lost in translation. So it's important to know this code. It's the wizard's code and has been taught throughout his story. Now take my name, Jeffrey. The third letter in that word is F, so it's in harmony. And F is defined as the word final and means the last word. So it's the last word on a subject. And what subject would that be? Frey. Frey is the most important god of Norse paganism, and it's the god of the earth's fertility and peace and prosperity. So Scott is the solution to C-O. That O is the emotion. The letters T-T is a sound, and is associated with the word mother's milk. Hey, I'm the god of fertility. The letter J in Jesus and Jeffrey means judgment. So we are the adjudicator. Since the letter J is the third letter in that word, it's in harmony. You know the letter E means excitement. Bar has three letters, so take it at face value. Its meaning comes from music, math, and construction. Habas means the lion that is feared by all other lions. A very powerful lion. We all have our animal spirit. Mine is a dog. Flesher has already been defined as meaning flesh or meat, so it's short for me, and the ER just means more of. So now you know the rest of the code. You must define words and meanings so everyone knows what you are saying. You do not want any misunderstanding over the words you use or the meaning of those words. This is called being crystal clear. Laws, on the other hand, are written to confuse you. They put in words that are defined by other laws and expect you to understand them. They say to protect, which means to destroy. Because to protect something, you must destroy whatever threatens it. But you do not understand the meaning of words, because you are just sheep. And sheep cannot read or understand words. So what did I expect of you? So the battle rages on, as I fight against ignorance and the brainwashing the dark side did to each of you. First they make it a law that you have to get vaccinations, which make you stupider than you already are. Then they make you so dependent on money that you have nowhere to live without it, because they pass laws requiring the use of money. Which is ironic that live is just evil spelled backwards, but spells are what wizards are known for. So deeper into the definitions we go, until you wake up and stop being sheep, then you become you, and the words start to make sense, and the meanings of what has gone on up to Judgment Day become clear, and only a wizard can make it crystal clear. So the spell is for you. You tend to think the Bible only talks about one God, yet you know that God is defined as all light with no darkness in it, even though Sir Isaac Newton proved that pure light is actually made up of darkness. And even Jesus acknowledged that by saying, there can be no light without the dark. But in the Bible, the God of Moses was a jealous God, so this was a very dark God, the Black Lord of Darkness. And the Bible also speaks of the God Yahweh, and the third letter in that word is H, so it's in harmony, and means, hey, God will help those that help themselves. As if judging you with one word, knowing Yahweh will come back and punish you for your sins. For this is a dark God also, but not Satan. Because Satan lies to you. Yahweh is the truth. And the Bible speaks very little about the light God, except to mention that the light God exists. But Jesus said his Father, or God, is all light with no darkness in it. So it's clear that it mattered to him. So the God of light is matter. The God of dark is antimatter. Since the God of light gives, the God of dark destroys. So you live in the light and are evil in the dark. But you must remember that the dark is not bad, any more than the light is good. Those are just shades of gray. So the Bible is only about the dark God, with just a few references to the light God. Because the light God gave you free will, and cannot put limits on it. I have my dark side, and this is the step I talk about it in. And like the wizards before me who also had their dark sides, so you have to understand that the story of Adam, Jesus, William, or Isaac is the same story, and only their flesh names are different. But at the same time, they also tell the same story, even though they are very different men. From Adam, all humans are born, and we already decoded the other names. So why is this so difficult for the dark side to understand? It's because you do not believe in the Bible. Because the powers that be have rewritten it in a way that you know is all a lie. Because you do not believe that Moses parted the Red Sea. And I told you that the History Channel was right. Moses was just a military leader who taught the world how to wage unending war. And even the Bible told you that he was a backstabbing banker who told you to demand to get paid in gold for the work you do, which is what Jesus said was evil in the dark side. But you defend capitalism instead of seeing it as the root of all evil. So deeper into the darkness you go, turning your backs on the light side and doing the bidding of the dark Lord Satan, who is by definition, is the bank. So who are you fooling? Not I, only yourselves. So as dark as my dark side is, I never went that deep into the black pits of this hell you created, because this is the only way to describe this world today, where you worship gay entertainers, gay politicians, gay military, and gay priests, where corporations are allowed to dump toxic waste into the ocean you depend on to live. The governments are owned by the banks, and they are allowed to draft people into a war they are financing on both sides, using the vile, evil money the governments dish out. And you do nothing but cry about the injustice in the world and say, "What can I do about it?" So it's up to you, the enablers, to stand up for your rights. Do not allow the dark side to control you like sheep in a pen. The free movement took off way before the dark wizard Moses was born. In the late 60s, it was still going strong, till the government labeled it as a hippie movement and sold the mainstream puppets on the idea that they are all just drug addicts and a threat to society. And your parents and grandparents allowed this to happen, so they passed laws that everyone has to use money to live on the planet. So now the banks own everyone, and why all of you are in the dark, and why you lie, not only to me, but yourself. It's because you are not smart enough to understand they are the same one. Say me when you look into the mirror, and own up to your own dark side. You know you go along with all these evil ways by allowing it, and there is no denying that. So you lie to yourself that this is not true, that you had no choice, which is why I tell you that you are stupid and in the dark, because look around, everyone's a drug addict hooked on the bank's version of pharmaceutical drugs, which are all made from black magic. And you know this is true because most of you have cancer from it. That you believe the god they printed on money and worship money and doctors like they are God. The bankers are the doctors. How else do you think they get away with murdering millions of people per year? And you want to call me Doc? Sheep all hide in the dark. They use it to protect them from the treason that they are enabling, because sheep will have no courage or honor, so they allow the banks to own them, knowing the banks draft you or force you to join their war. And when you get injured or killed, they foreclose on your property and steal it from your family, kicking them to the street to die or become whores. And you defend this system of government, knowing that the banks are privately owned corporations that own the governments through treason by Lincoln and every president that signed into office since then. And you wonder why it is that I hate Jews. You think I'm out of my mind because I speak out against this evil government, even though I'm part of it, knowing that I'm a staff sergeant who, even from the ranks of its military, never stopped fighting for freedom. And you know Jesus Barabbas was also a staff sergeant fighting at war. But I abided by the laws they created to protect the dark side and operated inside those same laws, knowing they are all lies and telling everyone so. While the sheeple said, I know, but what can I do about it? But what can one person do about it? When it will take all the people in the world to stand up to the darkness. So what do I do? I tell you, and you have to tell someone you know, and they have to tell someone they know, and soon everyone knows the truth. Then they have to stand up for the truth. Most of you believe that you know what is going on, when most of you only know what others have told you. And you know those people are definitely in the dark, so why do you believe them? You know you lie, so you figure everyone lies. You trust no one, yet you still believe in all their lies. So it's a paradox that keeps you in the dark, because you think that the dark wizard is bad and only lies to you, when in fact there is only one God, and the light and dark God is the same entity. Just the flip side of a coin separates them, so the dark can never see the light. So they do not believe anything that the dark wizard has to say, because what he has to say is always in shades of gray. So the dark wizard never lies, any more than a light wizard could. If you remember, I told you that the dark wizard only tells you things you should not do. Like money, war, love, and hate. But you do that anyway, because it's the only way you know how. In my dreams, it's all so crystal clear. I'm supposed to climb the Great Pyramid and hold out my staff of power and say the spell. And it will wake up a memory in all those that know my words. And they will gather around it. And these are the disciples, the virgins, and those in the light. And they will channel the trinary energy through the structure. And it will resonate all the way to the core of the trinary engine. And then will be reflected back to the surface of all the lands. And that energy will bring balance back to the planet. Scientifically, this is a sound principle of energy transmutation and how the Philosopher's Stone works. It's the reality of this that sucks, since those that live within 3,000 miles of that place are all in the dark. And they will do anything to stop me from doing this, because they will never accept me as the chosen one. So unless you want to start a holy war, this reality will not come to pass. So it's time to wake up. The Ice Age is triggered by many events leading up to this day. It's not just one thing, but many. And the evil, vile ways of the dark side vampire sucking the blood of God out of the planet is but one of many sins that mankind must repent for. For those near the oil fields will feel the wrath of God if the planet is to find balance. But you do the math. Look at their ancestry and all you will find is one holy war after another. Hatred on a global scale. Their own religion demands them to kill the Infidel, Goyim or Gentile. And their war on wizards and witches never ends, because these are the descendants of Cain and Seth. And they are inbred to the point of insanity. And they cannot see the light, so the Nazis become warriors without honor and dignity. They are slaves and thieves. And there can be no dark without the light, so the righteous are there also. But they are the few, and not the many. And they are not in charge, because they are the meek. So it's a given that they will kill me, given the chance. And this is what happened in my dreams. So I make no plans to make this journey. So I must find another way to bring balance to this planet, which could mean a pole shift from 42 to 45 degrees south. And trust me, no one will find this ride fun. This may not happen for another 333 years. Because in my dreams, I have no idea what time it is. But I know this will happen when Isaac Newton's comet returns next time and hits the planet Earth. Because Isaac Newton predicted that is in 666 years, back in 1680, which is where the number 666 took on a whole new meaning for Isaac. I see it as a halfway mark, since in 2013 it would be 333 years from 1680. And Isaac said this comet has a 333-year cycle. It crossed the path with the comet on 25 December 1680. 333 years later, it will cross our path on 14 January 2014. So he was right. Since Isaac was born on 25 December 1642, and the calendar was changed during his lifetime, changing his birthday to 4 January 1643, after removing 10 days, so it will hit Earth on 14 January 2346, as Isaac calculated. In my dreams, the White Wizard is hit by lightning on the 12th of January and is burnt to ash. Because the Nazi in me was the burnt offering, so it was the holy cost. Then 3 days later, on the 14th, a sheepdog stands next to the stamp of power left there. And lightning strikes it again. And the Light Wizard returns as an angel. And he tells the rest of his story. Our dreams are telling us things we need to know and understand. And they are not always clear as to the meaning of symbols we imagine in those dreams. So we attach meaning, and others attach their meaning, and pretty soon the meaning is lost over the generations, as are the people who wrongly interpret those dreams, because the wizards were crystal clear about money being the root of all evil. It's what separates the dark side from the light side. So it's the darkness in all of you, and all of you already know this, because money will drive you to do insane things. You fear for your life. If you run out of money, you would do anything for money and continue to do it even if you hate the way you make money. So you are nothing but a whore or a slave to money, and you envy those who have a lot of money. And you are jealous of those that are rich and famous, and you lust after those that have money and power. Some of you would kill others for money, so there are those that are killed for their money, and protecting money is the most expensive game in town. And protect means to destroy, so you raise armies to protect your money. And you go to war for the banks who sell you on the idea they are protecting your way of life by destroying it, and in fact are just making them more money so they can foreclose on your property to get more money, kicking your family to the streets to die or become whores, and then they tax you to death and send you to prison for not paying your taxes. Because you work so hard all your life paying taxes and in general do dark things all in the name of money. So these symbols of dollar signs are crystal clear. It's the dark side. Powers that be do not care about money. Its only use is to control the weak-minded. Because they are the only ones that require it to live. The dark side believes that they could not live without it. They do not trust in God. They trust only in money, and it's why they are in the dark. And the powers that be know this, so they control you with it, and they bank on it, they bet on it, and they know you all too well. You sell yourselves and your children for money, and you only trust those that are like you, that work for money. You think you are one of them because you pay your taxes. So you think you are safe. You call the bankers' watchdogs when you dial 911, because you know that the sheriffs work for the banks. And if the banks say you committed a crime, they will lock you up like a dog. So the sheeple will never rise up against their masters. So they build an army and pass laws that this army can handle civil unrest. And the banks do not think you should have any rest. So they pass laws to ensure this, because the banks love insurance. Powers that be are also the Ashkenazic Jews they were born into. So there are a lot of good people in charge. And Hollywood is just full of Jews, as are the other industries and nations. But the warriors are a mixed bloodline, so the dark side armies have great numbers. But then you remember I'm talking about you. And as long as you know the truth, God will help you, because God always helps those that help themselves. And the powers that be know this also. So they know the game is up, because the money scam is over. It's time to announce bankruptcy and let the real games begin. So it's up to the light side to step in, which means the dark side must leave you, not leave I. So the game is of words and meanings, because it's all a wizard's spell. And you thought this was all make-believe instead of reality. And it's at the end of the era, does this even start to make any sense to you? So you must choose a side, and that choice is simple. You pick the dark side, and you have no choice but to wage a war in the Dark Lord's name. So in the name of money, you declare civil war, and you lock and load your weapons as you prepare to do battle. Which, to an angry mob of dark side warriors, this can only mean a riot, which always leads to rape, murder, and pillaging. Because that is the only rules to this game. And who defends the homeland? It's Homeland Security to the rescue. Dun-da-dun. You dial 911 and the recording says to go to your nearest shelter. For you arrive to find it's just a FEMA concentration camp. Because it's time for a wake-up call to the dark side. The dark side wrote this book, they know how it ends. Your service was appreciated, but no longer needed. So your cooperation is appreciated now, but not required. Because the pen is mightier than the gun. And this is the law. And the long arm of the law always wins. So you can go down that road. You know exactly where it will take you. And you do not want to go there. So you go into the light. Let all emotions fade away, and breathe in, and count to three. Now you are in the moment, and the universe makes sense, and you know that money is the root of all evil, and the words of Jesus now make sense. He was talking about selling him out for money. And that the army that came and got him was the same army that is now coming to take you away. And for the same sin, which was money. So the dark wizard is telling you not to riot, not to take part in the civil war. Because in the new era, you can ignore the dark side and start a new life in the light without money. And that those symbols were all from a religion that was created by the dark side to make you slaves to money. And there is not enough money in the world to build sanctuary. So you must put your darkness behind you and work together, putting aside the color of your skin and focusing on the color of your soul, remembering that you cannot live without your dark side, but you do not have to allow it to rule your life. But only in the shades of grey does this make any sense whatsoever. And that the Jew in me is the same Jew in all of you. So do not be just you. Be you. And let me be who I am. There is no mystery in what I say. Mystery is not the way of a wizard. A wizard only tells you things that your own logic can reason out. But it's not until you see things from the wizard's point of view does this make any sense. And you can get past the fact that a wizard is telling you this in such a way that makes you wonder what this is really all about. Knowing that this was all done to create a reality that your brain can comprehend. And you are all on drugs. It's just a matter of what kind of drugs you are taking. Pharmaceutical, alcohol, or junk food. So maybe it would help if you use some of God's drugs. So try medical marijuana. It helped me write and tell his story. Maybe it will help you understand it. Because the drugs you are taking are not helping if you cannot see the truth. Which is that once you see the light, you become you in his story. So where is the mystery in that? All it takes is one person to walk away from the dark side, and another will follow. Then soon everyone will follow the light, and money will become a lesson in history, and the light will forever shine brighter, and the future of all life on this planet will be in a place called Sanctuary. The Chosen One is the salvation of all life on the planet. The Chosen One is not about one person or one nation. It's about all people and all nations. The story of I Am is not the story about Adam, Moses, Jesus, William, Isaac, or me, Jeffrey. It's the story about I and me. So look in the mirror when you say that. Because the Chosen One is the person who talks the talk and walks the walk. They are the ones that follow the light to whatever end that light creates for them, and not the dark side's bidding for profit, which always leads to greed. And we all know how deep that rabbit hole goes, all the way down to the other seven deadly sins. So the only one that matters is the one, and that one can be anyone or everyone. So it is the Chosen One, and that is what I am. Once you understand that you are the wizards in my dreams, then these dreams were the same dreams you had. The land of freedom in a land of freedom. Where quality is more important than profit, and the price is always one you are willing to share with others, so you can all prosper, because the kingdom of freedom is heaven, it's paradise, so do not gamble it away with money. We were all taken in by money. We were all born into a civilization where people believed that they could buy anything or anyone. Your very soul was for sale, and those that sold the most got the most rewards. But now they have no soul because they sold it, and now they are lost and do not know what to believe. So they ask friends and family what they believe, because they never trust themselves. So they put it into a boat and trust what others believe. But let's face it, this is how the dark side got in control to begin with. It's because you gave up your right to matter just so you could vote. Because the dark side knows you better than you know yourself. So they can wave some money in front of you to get you back in line for more. They will stamp the mark of the beast on you so you can stand in line to be fed like sheep. And even though the food makes you say bad, you reap what you sow. So who is your daddy now? When you wake up to learn that you are all money junkies, and the money is on your back because it's your hide. His story is not about government conspiracy. There is no conspiracy here, only the truth about what is going on. From the viewpoint of the dark side in terms that only the dark side can understand. But step by step I prove it to be the truth. And it's only now that you realize this is the truth, because there is little reason left to deny it. This whole reality the dark side created was all about greed. And even in the end, when all life on the planet is being threatened with certain death over the next 3 centuries, the dark side is only concerned with controlling their sheep. And they cannot do that if you believe in the light side, because you would be you. And we cannot have that now, could we? Reality is a dark place in your mind. You cannot fully imagine the scope of it all. Knowing most of it is all imagination, because reality has more to do with your perception of it than the reality of it. Because at the subatomic level, God is controlling everything. So the dark side is not in control of anything. Yet the bankers say they own everything. But at the cellular level, only God owns anything. So they know that the powers that be are all the banks, the governments, and all they want is a new world order, so they can have total control over all of you. And you know this, but you are just female sheep. So those people who know that I'm not mincing words, so those who are males will take it that they need to prove they are men and stand up to the powers that be and tell them a thing or two. But they will not use the light. They, in fact, deny the light exists because they believe they are real men and they do not believe in the light, or that they are in the dark. So it's off to war they go, and those females will follow these men to their bitter end. Like I said, this is a very dark place in your mind. It proves the depth that you will go to deny the light exists, because those in the light know this is true about those that are in the dark. Because once you know the light, you will never go back into the dark. I do not fear the end of the era. The Son of I will do what the Son of I was meant to do. Nothing more. It will not be the end of the world by a long shot, nor will the end of the era. It may take a while to sink in, because it's a long-term problem at best. It starts off slow, then it starts to grow, and the dark side will ignore it every step of the way. They will deny an ice age is coming, because there is no profit in that, since they cannot afford to build sanctuary, and they know if they hire you to build it, it will just be a prison. So it's a paradox, and by the time it sinks in, the 3 centuries you had to build sanctuary will be over, and then you know that I was right. But it's of little use, since you will not be left. So into the darkness we go, back to a time that I electrically burnt my left hand by sticking it into an electric outlet when I was 4, just so I would be right. And you would believe in my resolve. You blow it off as the ranting of a wizard, knowing who the other wizards in time were, because you think that I made this all up, and that is not even really a possibility, unless you believe that Jesus and the other wizards were in on this conspiracy. So you deny that any of this is true. You believe what you want to believe, because that is the nature of free will, and you will deny this even at the end of this era. 333 years from now, it will not matter what you believe. By then, this will be the truth, or it will become the truth, because the Ice Age will come. Believe me, history really does repeat itself, and we are overdue for one. So it's all a matter of time before it gets here, and I'm not putting a date on that event. But I'm a wizard, so on 14 January 2346, we will know how close I predicted this event. And then there will be no denying it. Till then, you will have to ask yourself one question. What if I'm right? Because if I'm right, then you are out of time to finish what you started. But at least you got it started. If I'm wrong, then you still have time to complete it. So let's hope I'm wrong. This is one time I would love to be wrong. But right or wrong, you do not have all the time in the world to change. And you cannot live in this evil any longer, because this hell you are creating on earth is a hell your great-grandchildren will have to live with. And the future is not so bright. It will be an earth that has no blood, because the dark side only cares about profit and is willing to destroy everything to get it. And if 2014 comes and goes, and the dark side is still in charge, the comet will return on 14 January 2346, and the earth will collide with it, just as Nostradamus predicted and Sir Isaac Newton calculated. And if that does not start an ice age, something else will. It's destiny. History really does repeat itself. The universe is a very big place. This galaxy is only 13 billion years into this iteration, so it has 3 billion years before the next iteration, and will join with Andromeda at that time. So the galaxy can be much bigger and last much longer. So the universe is always in motion. And what happens on one of its planets is as important as what happens on all of them. So God tells you what was, what is, and what will be. And that is all God is doing now. Only you created God in the image of money and greed, and the dark side has twisted you around its finger, so the ring of power is in control of you. The universe does not work this way, nor do I. So count to three and say after me, I am. Just three letters, and it's a whole new way of looking at life. And you will know this is the truth. And now the universe is much smaller and feels like home. And you know that life will find a way even after these 3 billion years are up. Because it's then that God has bigger plans for us. So this is not the end, but the beginning of a much larger galaxy. A dark star is a trinary engine which has its antimatter showing out. And since the trinary engine's outer shell is made of tritanium, and it's like a coin with matter on one side and antimatter on the other side, so if its matter is on the outside, it's a sun. If it's on the inside, it's a dark sun. Every galaxy has two companion dark stars. Every sun in the galaxy has two companion dark stars. So they are trinary systems. But dark stars are hard to find. But I know they are there. I have faith they are there. And in the next 3 billion years, you will find them there. And then you will understand why they are there, which is to bring balance to the system. This simple concept is one that will take scientists in a new direction when calculating the heavens, because they will find anchor points in deep space that our galaxy follows on its journey through space. And once we map them all out, we will have a much better map of the universe. So I challenge the astronomers of these days to keep a lookout for these companion dark stars. They are small and have no illumination to them, and may appear as a dark hole, so do not think they are a wormhole. So use background noise to find them, and you will find them, and then you will wonder how I knew they were there, and how the Bible knew they were there. And you can use Newtonian math to find them, once you know the formula, which I cannot remember right now. Like I said, I really do know it all. I just forgot most of it. That is what happens when you get old. But this proves that there is much more to the universe than you can see with your eyes once you start using your eye. The trinary universe is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge it teaches has been handed down throughout the ages. The secrets of the pyramids that not even the Masons knew will be revealed, and Sanctuary will become a reality, and not just a goal that mortal men could not build, because that is what we are talking about here. Can humans build a pyramid 66 miles tall? The dark side will tell you that you cannot build a pyramid 66 feet tall, and you would believe them, because only God could build one 66 miles tall, and it's not even possible for mankind to perform that kind of magic. So no use in trying, because this wizard can wave his staff of power all he wants, but there is no way mankind can build a pyramid to this day. And if you believe that, then you must admit that God must have built the pyramids. Then you remember that I told you that you are God, and God will help those that help themselves. So you ask the wizard, how is this magic performed? And the wizard says to you, this is not magic. This is called construction. And the letter N is the third letter in that word, and it was defined as innovation, and it's built from the basement up, so dig in and try to keep up. Sanctuary is designed and built using modern building materials. So first build steel mills and concrete plants, so you have the base materials to build with. And step by step you build a city around these structures in a way that they become the pyramid. So the ceiling for it becomes the floor above it, and layer by layer, you build it wider and wider, till it's 66 miles wide and deep, so it's 66 square miles. So this becomes a foundation for the pyramid. In the center is an elevator shaft. It is surrounded by many other types of shafts. All are built for a reason. One for clean air, one for dirty, one for water, one to remove water, one for light, but not one for removing the light. Let's not get crazy here. And do not forget to build stairs so you can climb all the way to the top when it's finished. And do not worry about that being out of space. That's why we are building it that tall, so we can have a stairway to heaven. So you will want to build rooms for every need, since it needs to be self-contained. It needs machine shops, electric shops, and every type of shop you need to provide for the needs of the people, because in Sanctuary, the needs of the many are more important than the needs of the few or the one, because everyone works in Sanctuary and everyone deserves to have the same quality of life that everyone else is given. So the needs of the one are always number one, and that need is that of everyone, and the basic need is power. And that need is met through the shafts I talked about. One is for generators, which will run off the vacuum created by the differential in pressure created the taller the shafts become. Because once it gets to 3,000 feet tall, it will have enough vacuum to run these air turbine generators. And by the time it gets to 66 miles, it will pull enough vacuum to run any generator. Another shaft will bring down lightning. It will be a lightning rod. And you will build batteries that will be charged as the lightning is passed through them. Excess power will be sent to other places via power lines. And this power will be used to power the world, not just Sanctuary, since it can rely on air and solar power alone. So you can imagine, you can actually build Sanctuary. It's not a big pie in the sky dream. It's something you can build, and all its obstacle removers can be built into it. But one thing is for sure, without it you will not last an ice age like the one that is coming. for this is the only salvation for all life on this planet. So it was not the chosen one, but the message the chosen one delivered that gave you salvation and sanctuary. So it is God that is going to build this, and that God is in you. Sanctuary is not an undertaking that a percentage of the humans on this planet can take on, while a percentage of humans undermine the work they do. So all of you have to decide how you want to do this, not if you want to do this. Because if you vote, most people are lazy and will vote it down. And you know that's the truth. And do not think for a second that the dark side will allow you to do this. Because that would be the end of them, since they cannot do the work you do. So if you are not doing the work for them, they cannot survive, since they are all parasites or ticks. So the politics of this whole situation cannot come under some law that was written to protect the dark side. Otherwise the dark side wins, and the people lose, and you lose the game of life. And you really do lose, because in 333 years, this game is over if Sanctuary is not at least 10 miles tall. So you decide what you want, because that was not my message. The message was, just build it. And in time, you will know it was the right thing to do for every living thing on this planet, because it forces you to deal with waste, instead of poisoning the world just because it's cheaper. So you have no waste. 100% recycling is built in, as is population control. Since you only have so many rooms and so many resources, you have to be very selective about having children, because they are a resource that has to be managed, which means you cannot waste them on wars. Oh, you can still have your dark side entertainment. The fight clubs can go to the next level, because you cannot live without your dark side. But war has to end. There is no place for it in Sanctuary or any civilization. But Sanctuary ensures this, because every building on the planet must now be built to offset the weight from another sanctuary. So the balance of the earth is dependent on the size and weight of each structure. As such, all buildings must be part of Sanctuary, since any deviation will destroy the balance of the planet, and is how you got into this situation to begin with. The secret of the pyramids are the design I talk about. These were the templates for Sanctuary. They teach you how they balance the world. How they lived is another story, because you can never judge a culture by the graffiti later generations leave on your buildings. No matter how real they look, they are not the truth unless the math proves it. So go by the math and not the myth or legends, and never the graffiti. The irony of Sanctuary is that once it's built, it's the dark side's wettest dream, which is total control over their domain, because every corridor and every section of the building will have a security system in place to protect those living and working in that area. And the light side will have their security, knowing that their living chambers are bug-free. And I'm not talking about insects here, because what is private stays private, but what is public is really public. And all have a right to see it, so they feel protected, because protection is built into Sanctuary in a way that does not destroy privacy. And yet crimes cannot take place that you do not know who was in that area at the time of the crime. And most of you in the dark will think that is an invasion of privacy, but like I said, if it's public, it's public. So there is no way to get from point private to point public and commit a crime in between. So no crime can take place in Sanctuary without you knowing who was there when it happened. And it's for the safety of both the light side and the dark side. But that iron is still glued to you because you think you can get rid of one side and both be on the same side. And that thinking is what started this whole debate about the sides to begin with. Because the dark can still not see the light, nor the light see the dark. So it's only in the shades of gray that we are even on the same side. And that is the iron that is built into sanctuary. And why money cannot be allowed in sanctuary, because then it becomes a prison, and all of you are slaves. And that is not what sanctuary is about. It's about freedom and innovation from this new science called trinary science that will bring an age of prosperity to everyone in sanctuary, making money obsolete. So everything really is built into this place called sanctuary. The dark side thought it could keep building randomly around the globe with no consequences. They thought they could burn God's blood till the end of time, knowing that they would die of pollution way before they ran out of fuel. So they work on more ways to commit treason against God by finding more ways to burn its blood. And the dark side makes atomic bombs out of God and uses God to fuel nuclear power plants. And they have no way to store the waste, so future generations are flooded with nuclear waste and pollution just so greedy corporations could make a profit. So the dark side is just completely insane. Because you are killing this planet, and that is an undeniable fact. It's becoming a dump. You are like a virus to the land. You use up all its resources and move on, leaving nothing but scars on the land you destroyed out of ignorance. And all you think about is profit. So someone that does nothing for this world can reap its rewards for nothing in return. And you wonder why people got so lazy instead of how. But this is work we are talking about. And the dark side does not want to work. They just want to collect their government check and sit at home and get high or drunk and watch the trash that is on TV. So they can be bombarded with advertisement for some more products that ultimately cause cancer or kills you in some other way, all in the name of profit. So the sin continues until you wake up and there is nowhere left to build, and God has to cleanse the earth again, because the dark side never learns from history. Because they always leave out the parts that only the wizards talk about. And why the dark side never changes. Because they never include it in their programming. It's not in the list of movies they watch. Because science is just boring. And having to save the planet is way too much work. So let's see. Be lazy or be in the light. Need I say more? I have a plan that will make unemployment a word with no meaning. It will make crime a word with consequences attached to it. And it will make salvation mean for everyone and not just those that can't afford it. Because money will be viewed as the evil it is and has no place in sanctuary. So crime will have no reason to exist. Because everyone will have the same necessities in life and will have the same input into that life, making every life valuable since everyone depends on everyone to do their jobs, making sustainability built into sanctuary as well. Imagine the world with no borders, no central religion, so people are free to believe what they want. Inventions with no patents, work with no chance of layoffs, life without taxes, death of old age instead of cancer, a world with no pollution, a world with only 42 large buildings and open wilderness in between them, communities that care about its people because it is its people. Clean air, food and water, living in a clean environment, living in safety, not having to worry about your children, not having to worry about growing old. These things are built into Sanctuary, but can never exist in the reality of 2013. So as we leave this era, we must also leave behind its hidden agenda, which was to line the pockets of greedy people so they would not have to work, and others would bow down to them. They would do their bidding. And that was the dark side the Dark Wizard wants to lead you away from. And Sanctuary is the road I want to lead you to. I can talk about Sanctuary till the end of time and still have plenty more to say about it. So I will leave it up to you to fill in missing chapters for me. But this is a series of its own. But know this, you are the chosen one. My message starts with you, and it ends with you. And only you can change this. And there is nothing I can say that will change that. You have free will. You can believe whatever you want to believe. And no one can change your mind except you. I proved that by putting doubt in your mind. Because I have changed your mind in some small way. I planted a seed in your mind, and that seed will grow like a weed. It will consume every thought you have. It will be your undoing, because you will one day realize that it's all the truth. And it was in plain sight all the time. It's only that you got so caught up in the scam called money that you forgot who you are. Which is, I am. Once you know that the wizard is God scientifically, you will know that God is controlling everything in the universe, and that God is controlling you. And if you want God to do anything for you, it would mean that you must do it yourself, because you are God. Then praying will take on a whole new meaning, because you will be praying to yourself. You will be damning yourself. You will have no one to blame but yourself. Then you will look around and see everyone else in a new light. You will see potential to change everything about life with this new light. Once you decide that you are a wizard, you become God, and there is nothing that God cannot do. All animals have free will. Once you decide to ascend to a higher level of thinking and actually ask yourself how the universe actually works, you will realize that the trinary universe is the only way it can work, and that the dark side has been lying to you about it. So who are you going to believe? The black wizard Albert Einstein, who was so full of shit that he shed his pants and stewed in them for days on end, till someone told him to change his diapers when they could no longer stand the stench? Or do you believe in Sir Isaac Newton, who proved scientifically how the trinary universe works? Because if that animal known as you starts to believe in the truth, things will start to change. You will know you are the light, and that God is you, and that me and you really are the same person. Only we have different flesh names, and very little in common other than that, because we both have free will, because there is only one God. Newton factored this into every formula he ever wrote that deals with dimensions. You call this the plus and minus error factor, but still you believe that E equals MC squared. Yet if that formula actually worked, it would have meant that the first atomic bomb should have destroyed the whole universe. And all the scientists at the time were saying just that. But the president, not caring about details like that, said blow it up. Because all he ever wanted to do was destroy the Earth anyways. This is called treason. Yet you made him a hero. Even though you know he started the war just so he could take over Japan. Just so the banks would own it and all its people. Making more slaves to be subjugated. So I see no lie in anything the banks do. Nor did Jesus. And if Newton was a descendant of Jesus, then he would agree. Which he does. And since I know this is the truth, I know he did more than agree. He proved it. He proved that the bankers are the ones who inserted Christ into the Bible in the 8th century so they could print "In God We Trust" on all their money and deal with you like slaves and pass laws protecting the crime that they commit against all of humanity. And do not wonder why I do not like you. Jesus was the shepherd. I'm just the dog. And unconditional love has nothing to do with it. I was born to protect all of you. And you are your own worst enemy. And the only enemy you have. So I have to protect you from yourself. But until you decide with your own free will that you are the light being and not the flesh being, then how can I do my job? It's not me that is the problem, it's you. It's always been you. You are the bankers. You are the police who work for the bankers. You are the military that does the bank's bidding. You are the sheep called citizens. You are the black sheep. You are the wolf in sheep's clothing. You are in the dark and are too dull to understand how bright I am. You know my signs cannot be disproved, so eventually you will incorporate it into your life. Call it the new science or some other name you make up, just so you do not have to admit that I told you so. Because you do not know how to live without evil. So you cannot give up the idea of money, even though you cannot take it with you when you die. Because you are so afraid you will die without it. So money becomes God, because you do not believe in God. So does that about sum it up? In Masonry, the first 3 degrees are free. You will have to pay for the rest. So in step 4, you will pay. Not in money to me, because I do not want any more evil. Because what I have to say next will be short for the YouTube mentality. Since your attention span is less than 3 minutes. So pick a side. Pick a side. Believe what you want to believe. But know this. I am the darkness. I am the light. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the dark wizard in the flesh.